Padmanabha. So this morning we return to mindfulness of breathing, and this time we'll focus on the method that is most prominently taught in Southeast Asian Buddhism or Theravada Buddhism, and specifically taught as a method for achieving shamatha, because mindfulness of breathing can also be used for vipassana, but as a method for achieving shamatha, the focus of attention is then placed right here at the tip of the nostrils to the sensations of the passage of the breath. And so this has the added advantage of providing us with ever or increasingly subtle sensations of the breath. And as these sensations become subtler and subtler, then this naturally invites us or kind of arouses or encourages us to develop subtler and subtler, vivid, more and more vivid attention. Because the subtler the impression, the more vivid the mind has to be to remain engaged with it. And the more deeply you go into the practice, the more subtle the sensations become, which then enhances the vividness. And if you get the synergy going, then the vividness increases the stability increases the relaxation and stability, and so forth. The whole cycle all reinforces each other. So this is really the long term. For achieving shamatha, this is the one. If one stays down at the abdomen, the sensations are so coarse that I don't see how you really ever develop very vivid attention. Because the sensations, of course, you don't need vivid attention to attend to a coarse sensation. So this is good, very good for developing stability, but then not much vividness, right? So if you want to enter into the synergy of all three qualities, the relaxation, stability, and vividness, then you come up here. Focus on that. So without much further ado, the balancing act for this phase, and now we're really classic Theravada, Anapanasati, or mindfulness of breathing, the balance here is to then begin enhancing the vividness, the acuity, the high resolution of attention, but without undermining stability. So when we become very hyper alert, you know, something really arouses our attention, maybe fight or flight kind of situation, the attention comes up very sharp, a lot of vividness, but there tends to be a lot of agitation under it, you know, a lot of turbulence under it, like that. And that's with playing video games. That's just generally when there's high arousal, there's not much sense of inner calm, of composure, and so forth. And so one occurs at the expense of the other, right? But in the meditative cultivation of these attention skills, then without losing that sense of inner composure, the stability, one then enhances the vividness, and optimally, then they start enhancing each other. So let's just jump right in, see how it goes. So now this time with fewer words, let's settle the body in its natural state, imbued with the three qualities of relaxation, stillness, and vigilance. Settle your respiration in its natural rhythm, unconstrained and effortless. For a little while, let your awareness permeate the whole field of the body, with this emphasis on ease, looseness, relaxation. As you set your mind at ease, releasing thoughts of the future and the past, letting your awareness come to rest in stillness in the present moment, clearly illuminating the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Now, to enhance the vividness of attention, generations of yogis have found to elevate the attention is very helpful in this regard, to enhance clarity. So focus your attention now quite narrowly on the sensations of the passage of the breath at the apertures of the nostrils or just above the upper lip. Now, very importantly, as you focus your mental awareness on these sensations at the tip of the nose, whether your eyes are closed or open, let your eyes be soft, relaxed, and unfocused. It's imperative that you do not direct your eyes, your visual attention, to the tip of the nose. That'll just give rise to tension. Keep your visual awareness disengaged from the meditative practice. Let your forehead be spacious, spaciousness between the eyebrows and a softness in the eyes, in the muscles all around the eyes. Your whole face in an expression of repose. we did yesterday, arouse your attention with each in-breath, focusing clearly, and relax deeply with every out-breath, releasing thoughts. The best of your ability, maintain an ongoing flow of mindfulness of the sensations of the passage of the breath. And then, in addition to sustaining mindfulness, apply and hone your faculty of introspection by which you monitor the flow of attention, recognizing as quickly as you can the occurrence of either laxity or excitation. As soon as you see that your attention has been carried away by some thought or other sensory stimulus, let your first response be to relax. Let go of that which captured your attention and return to the sensations of the breath. As soon as you see that the mind has become a bit spaced out, a bit dull, lethargic, falling into laxity, take a fresh interest in the practice, arouse and focus your attention. In this way, balance your attention free of the two extremes of excitation and laxity. And experiment with counting. For some people it's helpful, for others not. So you must see for yourself through your own experience whether this simply clutters the mind or whether it's helpful in reducing the tendency of wandering thoughts. One count at the end of each inhalation. A brief punctuation mark in your ongoing flow of mindfulness of the breathing. So those are three modes of shamatha, of mindfulness of breathing. And as the days, weeks, and then even months and years go by, to kind of calibrate, to attend closely to the kind of state of your body and mind, to see from situation to situation whether there's a lot of tension, really uptight, stressed out, very, very much on edge. Should that ever happen again? Then supine position, or at least maybe sitting, but that full body awareness, overwhelming emphasis on relaxation, letting go, looseness, just what the doctor ordered, right? If at other times you don't feel so stressed out, tense, uptight, and so forth, just turbulent, just a lot of thoughts coming up, churning, then abdomen's really good. Just stabilize. Get the whole system to calm down a bit. On other occasions, you may feel just your normal level of obsessive compulsive delusional disorder. That is the mind just chatting away, you know, meandering on, but nothing special. Then coming up here to the nostrils can be good. Okay? So we have three modes. So enjoy the day. I would encourage you to become more and more familiar with all three modes. Each one can serve you very well, I believe. And I'll see you a bit later.